Shannon is now doing some hip openers.
Looks like a bike, so I gotta get a
She's gotta warm up the lower body. She's doing some movements that good thing I'm not putting video of. I don't think she would enjoy
your
that.
Hip circles,
yes,
okay?
Hip circles, sorry. Where are we at right now? What is your...
Alright, so far I've only burned 40 calories.
40 calories, alright. So she is getting close to one cookie. 70 is one cookie, the calories associated with one cookie. So now she's, as you hear, she's strapping on her cycling shoes. Okay, and now she's jumping on the bike.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out a special Addicted to Fitness podcast. It's actually our third annual Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. Yeah, that's right. So if you're unfamiliar with this, we're going to give you a little preview in a second. But we just want to thank you guys for tuning in each week and going to the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Finally got it right. Okay. We really appreciate all the comments you guys are giving us on the page, and we'll talk about our listeners' talk back section in a bit. Going into what the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge is, I want Shannon to explain it for you.
Okay, so this started, as Nick said, 3 years ago. Not even like seasons, like full on 3 years ago. And it happens every year around the Girl Scout Cookie time when they do their annual cookie drive, I guess it's called. And Nick always ends up getting his hands on a box of cookies. And specifically, I think it's always been the tag-alongs.
Yeah, that's right.
Tag-alongs?
The best.
Tag-alongs.
The best ones. Yes.
And I really argued that Thin Mints should be included in that. And he just said I was selfish and I got one box. So that's what we got this year.
Yep.
Next year, if I do it, though, I'm putting my foot down. We're getting some Thin Mints.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fine. But the idea is... Shannon is going to eat three of said cookies, and then she's going to immediately start a high-intensity workout in order to burn off the calories associated with said cookies.
Yeah, the whole point behind the challenge is to eat the cookies and then find out how much work you actually have to do in order to burn those freaking calories off, because as good as these little bite-sized dream boats of chocolate and peanut butter and some kind of cookie.
Yep.
They are so not that good for you.
Right.
They're really...
Yeah, they're a treat.
They're naughty.
They're a treat. They're not a regular occurrence.
I've got them in a little plastic bag, which you might hear. So I'm going to start eating this so that we can get the show on the road. How many am I eating?
Three.
Oh my goodness.
You're eating three cookies. Okay.
But I'm not having any milk with this, so...
So yeah, so quick recap of the calories associated with this.
They're pretty good.
Three cookies will be 210 calories. Okay, so you
210?
210.
Oh, right. Damn.
So you have to burn off that and see how fast.
This might be a long podcast, guys.
Oh, come on. You can do 210 calories. That's no problem. You just got to go past. I can't remember. I think last year it was around 15 minutes.
That's my goal to beat that.
If you can beat... I mean, I have to go back and see what the exact time was, but it's around 15 minutes. So
it's going to take me like a half hour.
So what do you think? Delicious?
They're delicious.
Exactly.
I mean, it's peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
It's like the creamy, extra sweet kind of peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
And the chocolate ain't too bad.
Mm-hmm. And that little cookie crunch.
The cookie part's always my favorite.
Yeah.
As much as I like peanut butter and chocolate, I love cookies.
You know, and we love supporting the Girl Scouts. Let's be serious. That's what
it's all for a good cause.
You know, this is for a cause that we are now having a daughter. You know, I mean, obviously, maybe one day she'll be a Girl Scout.
We're gonna get her into Girl Scouts so she can be.
Exactly. So now, then we have
cookies.
Just a hookup, constant hookup. You know, I don't have to go around. I was fortunate enough. One of the clients from Tampa Strength, Natasha. Shout out to Natasha. Asked me if I was interested in a box of Girl Scout cookies. She had a surplus, apparently. She buys them and then, I guess, donates them to the troops or something like that, which is, I think, another
That's
option.
That's amazing.
You can do, actually, on the Girl Scouts website. I think you just donate them right online.
I would do that. I should do that.
So it's a pretty cool thing.
I will do that.
But she was, you know, had a surplus and asked me if I wanted the box, and I said, I thought, oh, Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. We gotta do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So third annual. So technically we've done it 2 years in a row. This is the third year. This is rolling over to the third year.
Right.
Yes.
This is the third one. So 2 years prior.
Yeah, this was one of the very first ones when we were ETT Rap Show. We did the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. So this is going on. Boom. Do you need a little water to wash down that cookie?
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I can barely like swallow.
Alright, so nutritional facts. Total amount of fat, for three cookies, let me do a little math, it's going to be about 14 grams of fat, and about 20 grams of carbohydrates, 12 of that being total sugar, 12 grams of that being total sugar, and of course, 8 grams of added sugar. Huh. So the only sugar is added sugar. How about that? And then it is 3 grams of protein, okay? So mostly carbs, so obviously a sugary treat.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm using my Apple Watch to actually like track this, and we will take screenshots of the finished screens of my Apple Watch so you can see exactly how long, proof, evidence, beyond the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and all the other various little metrics it tracks. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, Shannon, right about to start the cookie challenge. Up, getting her warm up going, doing some sort of weird dance move. There it goes.
Yeah, just a wiggle. Like,
She's got her high knees going. Good. All right. Make sure you guys listen to the rest of this podcast. And for those listening at home, shooting a little exclusive content right now for the Facebook page.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook page. We'll have a little video that you can see. Right now it's a little bit embarrassing what I'm doing, but that's okay. We'll have some exclusive content there for you so you can see that I actually did this and didn't just walk around.
Right. Yeah, we didn't just like bang pots and pans together or sound like we were working out. So Shannon is in the warm-up phase right now. So she's got her watch going. I'm going to have to ask her to check in with her for the timing.
Yep. I started at about 81 beats per minute. I'm already up to 149.
Nice. Good.
So I'm hitting it right out of the gate.
There you go. So quick, more facts about the Girl Scout cookies. The ingredients, peanut butter, naturally, right? Sugar, enriched flour, vegetable oil, cocoa, and then contains 2% or less of invert sugar, cornstarch, salt, sorbitol, triacetate, soy lectin, leavening agent, natural and artificial flavor, whey, and partially defatted peanut flour. How about that? Defatted.
What is that? Oh, it doesn't have peanut fat?
It does, but it also has defatted peanut flour. I guess for extra peanutty taste.
Well,
I wonder if that the defatted peanut flour is like the PB2 stuff.
Oh yeah, because it's like the saturation is kind of
they take out the fat
by doing
yeah.
that. They like dehydrate mm-hmm. them or something.
Shannon is now doing burpees right now. Getting her warm-up going on. She's getting close. Next, she's going to jump on the Peloton, on our beloved Peloton cycle, and see if she can ramp up that heart rate to get those, reach that 210-calorie goal. Right now, busting out a bunch of
burpees.
Like we said, head to the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page to see a little exclusive video of this podcast. Back to running in place. So it's interesting, I'm kind of looking at this box, the tag-along box, and it has a little kind of sticker on it that says this is certified sustainable palm oil. So this contributes to the production of certified sustainable palm oil. Palm oil is obviously something that you know, a lot of countries in South America produce, and it can get, obviously when you're kind of, especially, I'm sure everybody's familiar with deforestation in areas down in South America, so having sustainable farming practices for palm oil is, you know, a step in the right direction. Shannon is now doing some hip openers.
I'm on a bike, so I gotta get a...
Oh, yeah, so she's gotta warm up the lower body. She's doing some movements that good thing I'm not putting video of. I don't think she would enjoy
They're
that.
Hip circles,
yes,
okay?
Yes, hip circles, sorry. So as we said, we the last year, our very first year of the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge, I did, I think, squat jumps and battle ropes. So we, I mixed it up in between as long I could, went as fast as I could with the battle ropes, as long as I could, and then I went to jump squats or squat jumps. Okay, what is it? Squat jumps or jump squats, or is it either one fine?
I don't know.
Let us know what you think. Jump squats or squat jumps?
I call them squat jumps.
I think squat jumps is better. Jump squats. Yeah, squat jumps. I like squat jumps better.
I don't know. Whatever.
Where are we at right now? What is your...
Alright, so far I've only burned 40 calories.
40 calories, alright. So she is getting close to one cookie. 70 is one cookie, the calories associated with one cookie. So now she's, as you hear, she's strapping on her cycling shoes. Okay, and now she's jumping on the bike. As we said, guys, we've done a couple different, we've done one on-bike review of the Peloton cycle way back in one of the early episodes of Addicted to Fitness. So go back, we'll put the link in the show notes. So make sure you check out that previous episode if you need to learn more about the Peloton cycle. Hopefully, I know it's becoming super popular. They're getting a lot of kind of marketing behind it. I've heard even other podcasts are now promoting.
Tim Ferriss has like a promo in his.
Yep, and I know Joe Rogan does it too. So they are certainly becoming a much more popular piece of exercise equipment. We love ours. So you hear that, Peloton? We've been fans for a long time. And this is the second year we've used the Peloton in our Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. And I'm just going to take a picture so we can post it and show Peloton. Hey, Peloton, look. Yeah. Woo!
Woo! All right.
How are you feeling? How's the heart rate?
Heart rate, 121, so it's actually come back down a little bit.
All right, so 121. We always talk about type 2. We talked about heart rate training before on the podcast.
Yeah, this is and like my fat burning zone right here. Yeah. 120 to 140 for me.
Yeah, so it's like basically 180, or your age minus 180, which is so it's like, you're probably like I said, high 40s to get in that fat burning zone. So you're getting into it right now. You hold it around between 130 and 140, you'll be in your type 2 area.
All right, I'm increasing resistance, and I'm on a tropical Hawaiian bike ride right now.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can hear me from over here. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, they can hear you.
I'm apparently in Maui.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I need to correct myself. I said palm oil was created mostly farmed in South America. I was actually wrong. It's Africa. So that was a mistake on my part. I want a correction about that. So
you'd think palm oil would be in South America, like just thinking though.
Yeah.
I didn't know Africa had that many palms. I guess they're tropical, aren't they?
Yes.
Tropical and desert.
Yeah, and they also in Southeast Asia it looks like. Oh, but they do. Similar oil has been there is found in South America, so it looks like the majority of the production is in Africa right now, currently. Oh, palm trees that are native to Africa. How about that? There we go.
Interesting.
There we go. So, but there also is production in South America and Southeast Asia right now. So apparently Malaysia and Indonesia, these are the two countries currently produce 80% of the world's palm oil. So most of the production is in Southeast Asia, those two countries specifically.
All right. I'm at a cadence of about 68... 70, got resistance, 53.
Uh-huh.
So it makes my output about 165, 170.
Nice.
My heart rate's at 162.
Oh wow, you're way up there. Yeah, you're getting close to zone 4.
I like to come out of the gate strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not an endurance athlete.
So I'm looking at the clock right now. We're going on probably approaching 9 minutes or so.
Yep, 9 and a half.
There you go, 9 and a half. All right.
80 calories.
80 calories, all right. Now, but it's gonna go a lot faster now. Now that you got your heart rate up and now it's burning, it is gonna, the second half, it takes a while to get up there.
So you're saying the first 100?
They're the hardest.
Hardest.
Yeah. It'll start, once you start getting it, it'll start burning off a lot faster. You'll see. Some other quick little palm oil factoids is that it is one of the least expensive and most popular oils worldwide, accounting for 1/3 of the global plant oil production.
Is that why so many people use it?
Yeah, it's probably, and I mean, probably a lot of processed foods yeah. use it too. So, yeah, it's, you know, cheap to make and it's extremely, you know, obviously plentiful right now. But actually, as we've seen here, we got the sticker on here for sustainable practices. There's obviously, there's an issue with how much kind of resources it takes to produce it.
Still holding strong. Same cadence.
So some
same
quick
resistance.
Nice. Good work.
I'm on the top of a mountain right now.
Top of a mountain.
Top of the mountain.
So, nutrition composition of 1 tablespoon of palm oil, 114 calories, 14 grams of fat, 7 grams saturated fat, 5 grams monounsaturated fat, 1.5 grams of polyunsaturated, and a little bit of vitamin E.
I want to know some facts about Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, okay, Girl Scout cookies.
How popular are they?
Mm-hmm. Alright, we're going to do a little factoids. So obviously, normally we go through our training recap and everything like that. Right now, Shannon is performing the training she's also done this week, the Peloton cycle.
Yeah, I've done other things.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I say one of the training. Sorry, I should have said that. One of the training modalities you did. Also, a little HIIT training this week, some yoga also, getting in a little variety of each.
Yep.
So I think we've both done a good job of kind of getting a little better routine.
Yoga almost every damn day.
Yeah, and you've been to Bella Prana a couple times in the last couple weeks too.
Yep.
Which is pretty awesome. So as for me, I've been doing kind of the sticking to the standard, you know, going teaching at Title, teaching at Tampa Strength, adding some new clients, which is awesome, expanding the ET Tampa family. And also, we are prepared to start at, you know, we're preparing to add a little something new to Addicted to Fitness, some more content for you guys to enjoy. So I've been working hard on that this week, and you guys stay tuned. We'll be introducing you to that in the near future. All right. So those was our training recaps for the week. Now let's get into the topic that Shannon wanted to find out. Some Girl Scout cookie challenge. I mean, Girl Scout cookies stats. How about that? Or stacks. Girl Scout. I'm not even the one on the bike and I can't even talk.
Girl Scout cookie factoids.
There we go. All right.
All right, we are at almost 13 minutes. My heart rate is right around 160.
Mm-hmm.
And 124 calories.
124, boom, we're pretty much
more than halfway.
Yeah, I told you it was gonna go fast. All right, oh yeah. All right, so I'm gonna click on 10 things you didn't know about Girl Scout cookies. Except I'm not going to, because that's a video. I don't wanna look at that.
You were like, and I take it back.
Boom, Huffington Post from 2014. How about this? 11 delicious facts you never knew about Girl Scout cookies. Don't screw me, Huffpo. Make sure this is good. It better be worth it.
We'll include it in the show notes if it's good.
Uh-huh. Every year since 1999, Girl Scout cookies bring in about $7 million in revenue. Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. The whole operation started with a troop holding a small bake sale selling sugar cookies in 1917. Oh, this one, Shannon's not going to like to hear this. Thin Mints are the most popular cookie.
I know that.
You know, but you want to know why, I think?
Because chocolate and mint is awesome.
Well, that's true, but they're also vegan.
Are they?
So, yeah, kind of like Oreos.
But
I'm sure all the vegans love that. Yeah.
Hey, vegan people need cookies too.
Oh, Samoas are our second, Tagalongs, the one we had today our third, Do-si-dos, and
I
Savannas.
Love the Samoas though.
Oh yeah, those are pretty good too. That was my second choice, we didn't get that.
Yeah, I think they're my second. I'm so generic.
Number four is weak, I'm not going to talk about it. In 1933, you could buy 44 cookies for just 23 cents.
Oh, stockpile! How long do they keep? Is there an expiration date on there?
Good question. We've got September 1, 2018. So, use or freeze by September 1st of this year. So only about 6 months.
Well, I wonder how long they made it.
9 months.
How long they made it before you got it?
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
Hopefully recently.
Yeah.
In the last few months, hopefully.
Yeah.
So less than a year. It's kind of surprising.
Yeah. If you get your cookies from Little Brownie Bakers, no high fructose corn syrup was used to make them. How about that?
Whew. All right, I've dropped my resistance down to 41. And cadence, 100 plus.
Where are we at? Give me a check of the calories.
Time is about 16 minutes. Total calories, 163.
Oh, we're getting there.
Heart rate, 177.
Nice. This is a number eight reason, or number eight kind of a fact that you may have not known, is that certain Girl Scouts get special awards at the end of the season.
Yeah. Did you ever see that Friends episode where Ross has to buy all the cookies for the girl he knocked down the stairs and broke her leg because she wanted to go to space camp?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that was based off of the Girl Scouts.
So apparently, in 1985, one 13-year-old girl sold more than $25,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
Do you think she parked outside a marijuana dispensary?
Apparently, she stalked crowded subway stations and lured potential buyers with lines like, "They're tax deductible, we take checks.
Damn, that girl's smart. They make her sound like a villain. It's like 11, they lured her away.
11,200 boxes.
That's a smart girl. She's going to be CEO one day.
Ooh, this one's good. I like this one. There has been a lot of failed flavors.
I believe it.
So here are some of the discontinued flavors throughout the years. All Abouts. Shortbread cookies dipped in chocolate with message explaining the Girl Scouts values like respect and friendship. Daisy Go-Arounds. Cinnamon flavored cookies shaped like daisies. Double Dutch cookies. Chocolate cookies with chocolate chips. And strawberries and cream. Sandwich cookies with vanilla cream and strawberry jam. Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds awesome.
You can track where and when to buy the cookies on your smartphone.
They also have a Twitter account, I think.
The Girl Scout Cookie Finder app on your iPhone and Droid to track down where your local Girl Scouts will be selling these precious cookies. Wow.
It's kind of amazing, though. They haven't yet, like, just bypassed all the little Girl Scout children and gone straight to grocery stores.
I think some places do, don't they?
Do they? I know they have like Girl Scout cookie ice cream and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I know you can buy knockoffs, like, because I mean, that's how we did last year. I think I missed the Girl Scouts and we had to get like the Walmart knockoff.
The imposters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're at 18 and a half minutes, 198 calories.
Oh.
170 beats per minute.
We're on like a 10 calorie countdown. We're gonna count it down. So we like doing fun things like this, fun little challenges, okay? And these are, like we said, these are sweet treats for us. We don't have Girl Scout cookies just standing by. We had to go out and get them. Get them on the outside.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
No. You need to frequent them more.
That's obviously, that's one of the main things. We always talk about it. It sounds so simple, but if you want to stop eating sugary sweets and, you know, processed foods, you just can't buy them. You just got to stay away from them at the grocery store. Yep. Make your grocery list, do some healthy meal planning, and then stick to the list when you go to the grocery store. Another thing that we've recommended before, you don't go hungry.
209.
209.
210.
210, she did it.
19:28.
19 minutes, 28 seconds for 210 calories.
Yep.
Nice work, babe.
High five across
Boom.
The room.
Boom, high five across the room. Boom, we're going to shoot a little bit more exclusive content right now. You guys, make sure you head to the Addicted to Fitness
Podcast
Facebook page. Bum, bum, bum. That's what it looks like when you finish the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge, the third annual. Oh, she's so happy. Good work, babe.
Woohoo!
All right, guys, we really enjoy you guys joining us today. I hope you guys like this episode once again.
Thank you for tuning in for the quick hitting episode for our Girl Scout Cookie Challenge.
Yeah, I know. Guys, make sure you go back and listen to some of those past episodes that we mentioned in this week's episode. And also, stay tuned for something big. We got another announcement coming forward. Please head to iTunes, give us that rating review. It really helps us out. Got anything else for them?
I got nothing. I'm still cooling down.
All right. I do have one thing for them. We almost forgot something that would go good with these cookies is some of that hemp coffee from our sponsors.
Let's
hemp coffee exchange. Yeah, exactly. So, you guys, honestly, we love the hemp coffee. From the Hemp Coffee Exchange, and they've just started their new retail location here in Tampa. But if you're not in Tampa, go to hempcoffeeexchange.com. Use the promo code ATF to get 20% off your order, and you can try hemp coffee for yourself.
Experience all the benefits, which you can check out in our podcast episode that goes into our interview with the owners.
How about that?
How about them apples?
All about the knowledge, guys. All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye!
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Is that recording?
Yep.
Always record.
Always record. I'm silent.